Coach David Boucher joins us now. We're talking Royal Valley girls basketball. The Lady Panthers are 2-5 on the season. They've played a whopping one game since December 19th here in the last month, but got three home games in 3 days coming up as part of the Home Panther Classic. Coach, real briefly, I know it's been a couple weeks, but you have had a game without us doing the coaches' shows last week. We didn't discuss the first game back from the break. It was a home loss against Hiawatha, 45-30. Ringing the memory bell a bit, but anything that maybe stood out from that only game really that your team has played and been on the court against an opponent here in the last month?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. You know, what I would say is, you know, Hiawatha came out on fire and they hit, I think, six of their first seven shots in the first quarter, and we were down by a wide margin early, and then we battled all the way back to make it I think it was 11-13. We went on a little 11-0 run or 9-0 run or something like that, and got it down to a possession. Then, you know, it's you know, we were there and we had shot opportunities and opportunities to take lead and do things in the second quarter and the third quarter. And but it was, you know, it was a game of runs, and they had the first run and they had the last run, and that's how you beat a team by 15. But we were right there. And in a lot of ways, especially in the late first quarter and the second quarter and in the mid to late third quarter, we just, you know, you can't start two halves the way we started and give up two runs and can't end the game the way we ended. But yeah, overall, I thought our girls showed a lot of fight, a lot of hustle, a lot of heart. And we are excited to get back after it this week.
No doubt. Yeah, finally get some more games in. And three non-league opponents, that's kind of a nice thing as well. And you got opponents that you faced in your tournament the last few years. But Santa Fe Trail, Wabunsee, and Chapman, looks like you'll have some good challenges here over the next few days at home.
Yeah, the Panther Classic is a great tournament, especially on the girls' side. There's been a lot of years where we've had at least two schools make it to their respective state tournaments, you know. So this is no different. You know, Santa Fe Trail's coming in here as a top 10 ranked team and been to back-to-back state tournaments in 3A. Wabunsee is young. I mean, they have three seniors, but then they're real young, and they're projected to do really well, I think, in 2A. You went to sub-state finals last year, and then Chapman is, you know, coming back with a lot of experience and with a good record NCKL is a tough league, real tough league this year. Wamigo's always historically really good, but, you know, Clay Center and Marysville girls, I mean, they're coming in with a 3-5 record, but they've played some really good teams, so it's going to be a great tournament for us.
What do you feel like are kind of keys? I think for every coach right now, they're thinking like, man, do our girls have the basketball legs underneath them? Are we, you know, going to be able to shoot as well as we want to with shaking off some of the rust? But I guess weather aside, what are things that are important for your team to be competitive here in these games this week?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we gotta stay in shape. We gotta be able to run. You know, we're not the deepest team in the world. We'll play hard, and that's what's great. So that's gonna keep us in it. But I think it's making quick decisions, making the right pass, the right shot, in live game. You know, accelerated reps. You know, where you haven't done it in a month. And I think our girls will be like riding a bike. I think we'll be able to pick it up and go. We practice hard. We're a really good practice team. We haven't had a lot of practice opportunities, but you know what? Most of the teams in our area haven't had that either because everybody's been dealing with this. So,
well, best of luck. Enjoy the games at home and your Panther Classic tournament the next three nights. Coach, we'll have more games to talk about next week.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Coach David Boucher of the Panther girls will talk Royal Valley boys basketball after this timeout.